We have here on the table books for display, books that are relevant to our theme on Matthew. They are not for sale, I'm sorry. They are not for loan. If anyone has stolen any, please return it. I write in the front of my books now, stolen from Ron Jarlett. No, I don't. Yes, I do. Important ones. Fellow theological student taught me that. Now, you're welcome to have a look at it. These are books that we recommend that are relevant to us. I appreciate Koorong and their resources, but unfortunately in this wide field, a prophetic field, they cannot help us. The majority of books at Koorong are replacement theology, even though, for instance, if you buy a book on commentary on Matthew, I won't mention names, it will be very, very helpful, but they will not have the outlook that we're having here regarding the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, the restoration of the Jewish people, the Lord Jesus is a Jewish Messiah. It's confession. I absolve you, brother. That's quite okay. Now, John and I are good friends. He's forgiven before he committed that crime. 70 times 7. What I do want to draw to your attention is we're doing some Bible study here, and I trust getting enlightened and inspired. But there's also another angle, you know. You know what I've got here? Gospel of John by the Pocket League. What about the witnessing side of things and the sharing side of things? Here's a very popular one that we've used over the years, the Gospel of John, particularly prepared for unsaved people to tell them about the Lord and so on, and highlighted with gospel verses. So let us not forget that, passing on. We'll see that at the close of our fourth session. But we also have something here. What about the Jewish people? Here is something for witnessing to a Jewish person. The Gospel of John is usually the one that we share, isn't it? Usually the Gospel of John, yes, by and large. But for a Jewish person, the Gospel of Matthew is very relevant. Remember the 53 quotations that are there in the Gospel of Matthew from the Old Testament? So here is the good news according to Matthew. And there is highlighted there all of the references from the Old Testament in the text of Matthew, especially for Jewish people. So it's got up relevant for Jewish people. If you would like to avail yourself to one of these, the Gospel of Matthew, come and see me or David here and we can arrange something. Let us not forget our witness to the nation of Israel as well as the rest of the world. When's the last time in your church you heard something like this? My prayer and my heart's desire for Israel is they might be saved. When's the last time you heard that, eh? Yeah. Of course, we could pray that about the Syrians and Armenians and the Greeks and whatever. We understand that. But we find a priority in God's program to the Jew first. To the Jew first. That's in Romans 1 and Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Will you excuse me? I'm just going to sit on the rabbi's stool now. Romans 1, 16 and 17 says, I'm not ashamed of... Let's say it together. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Yes. Some say, oh, that's just a record of what happened in the first century. It went out to the Jew first, and the book of Acts, and all that's closed down now, and it's just out into the world in general. But you have a problem when you go into Romans chapter 2, because the phrase, to the Jew first, also occurs there. Did you know that? I'll leave it with you. And it's a principle of blessing and judgment. The Jews are lined up first for the blessing of God. The Jewish people are lined up first for the judgment of God. Because of the privilege that they have had. To them belong. Remember that in Romans 9? To them belong, yes, these privileges. And unfortunately, they have turned away. And God said through Jeremiah at the time of the Babylonian captivity, O Israel, why will you die? Israel, why will you die? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Yes. And the Lord Jesus said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you as a hen gathers her chicks, but you would not. Therefore your house is left to you desolate. That's session 4. So stay with us, brothers and sisters. Session number 2, if we just put this up, thank you. We move into the ministry section now. I think it would be good if we just go back to page number 4. I said we'd be doing a bit of searching today, so we're going back in the notes now to page 4, and there we see the second bracket, that is the ministry. And there are 4 references there that have to do, this was fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, and so on. And that is the ministry, the words and the works of the promised Messiah. So he's arrived, and now he begins his ministry. So we're on page 7. And what do you think about the picture on page 7? Do you have a picture on page 7? Yes, that's depicting the ministry of the Lord. And of course, a previous picture was Mary and the babe. They're nice, aren't they? Just to give us a reminder. Yeah, just to give us a reminder. Messianic works and works. Messianic works and deeds. Let's have a look at Matthew chapter 4, please. Matthew 4. Now the babe has grown. He has spent that 30 years in silence, and that's a very, very interesting subject, the silence that we have. We do read of the Lord Jesus Christ going down at 12 years of age. You know, he went to school. He went to synagogue school. Oh yes, he was in kindergarten. And first class, second class, third class, you might say, he would not need to go to school because he's God, he knows everything. Ah, no. He went through the full humanity. How do we know that? Because Dr. Luke is very interested in this human. He records the miraculous birth of the forerunner, John the Baptist. That's a miraculous birth. And he records the miraculous birth of the revival of the Messiah, the virgin birth, and he follows the life of the Lord Jesus in his human development, and it says that the Lord Jesus Christ went down to Nazareth and grew in size and knowledge, grew in stature and knowledge. Now I've raised a lad. And he's raising 4 lads. And you watch them grow. You know, you put the mark on the wall. No, don't try and make it higher. Be honest. You see them grow. And then they go through their schooling. And so did the Lord Jesus Christ. And after that, he went into a trade. What was that? Yeah. The Lord Jesus was a tradesman. He traded his life for yours. Okay? The Lord Jesus was a tradesman. He traded his life for yours. Your substitute. But he was a carpenter. And when he got going as a carpenter and started making these outlandish statements, Isaiah 61, the Lord has anointed me to bring the gospel to the poor. And he rolled up the scroll and sat down and stood up and said, today this prophecy is fulfilled in your midst and in me. And they said, he's mad.